I'm Frank Vaughn. It's February 24th, 2025, and I woke up this morning. I wandered out to the kitchen. I put on my coffee, and I picked up my phone, and the notification that was waiting for me was John Cena has followed us. Yes, you guys have made it happen. We have finally made it. John Cena is following our account. Isn't that fantastic? It's actually just algorithmic. I think they follow everybody of a certain size, but I thought it was kind of funny anyway. And I thought we should start out with some humor because today's not going to be very funny. We have Brian Lilly saying, he's right to Daniel Hanen. Annexationists should be careful. Canadians are famously slow to anger, but when roused, they're an unstoppable force of nature. And the picture is AI generated. We got a bunch of British soldiers, have nothing to do with Canada, with horse and buggy and fighter jets with Canadian flag over the White House. What is even going on here? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe this video is going to be funny, at least in parts. CTV News, grocers are stocking up on Canadian suppliers as consumers shift away from buying American products in their stock photo. It's a bunch of fresh produce in February. We don't produce any of this stuff except in hothouses in February. This is incredible. We have to import our food supply. Oh, man. More French's ketchup. The headline is Ottawa coffee shop ditching Americano for Canadiano on its menu. We are not a serious country. None of this does anything. I mean, we have been sold out. We have been gutted. We've been turned into a resource colony. We bring in a million people a year who have no care or concern for what Canada's all about, but we're going to rename our coffee, which is made from imported coffee beans, which we don't produce. That'll show the Americans. And meanwhile, we got the CBC saying that bone scans are racist, too. They want to make sure we understand that. And on Alberta separatist behind divisive Let's Join USA billboard, and it's this whole thing about how this billboard is harming people. It's harmful for people to express a viewpoint that maybe the Americans have it better than we do, and maybe Western Canada has been unfairly treated by Ottawa the entire time that Western Canada has existed, and maybe it's the Americans who have been giving us a better deal this entire time. It's them. They buy our goods. They send us their capital. They take what we want to sell them with a free and liberal hand, and we just give them nothing but invective back. I really need to stop because I'm tearing up and it's going to be hard to get through the serious stuff when I get there. But the study finds incarceration leads to reduced rate of reoffending. Amazing. If you punish people for committing crime and you put them in jails, which are not nice places to be, they get out and they're like, man, I don't want to go back there. We needed a study in Canada to realize this. And it's actually not a laughing matter because we have people who have been stabbed and are shocked to see the person who stabbed them back out on the street later the same day. There's an interview that I have on my ex profile. It's not far down where it's a police officer from Belleville, Ontario, a place I used to live near, a place that used to be beautiful, which is now full of drug addicts, homeless camps, break-and-enters, violence. This cop is doing his job. He's making the arrests. He's pressing the charges. And then he delivers them into a court system. He delivers the criminal into a court system. And the court system says, the criminal's the victim. And out of compassion, we're going to turn you loose on the street again. And you're going to reoffend. The police, their hands are tied in this country because there is no justice. The Trudeau government has decided to allow criminals to walk free. That's their justice policy. And maybe that's how we can make sense of Trudeau's visit to Ukraine to mark the third anniversary of the Russian invasion, which begins the serious stuff. It's not like the other stuff isn't serious, but you gotta laugh sometimes. I can't laugh about this. Trudeau has gone there, and he announced that he's pledging to give 25 light armored vehicles to Ukraine to provide the country with the first payment of the $5 billion in funds from seized Russian assets. So while Donald Trump is busy trying to stop the killing, because that's what it is. You need to realize, if you watch my previous work, peace deals have been on the table multiple times that Zelensky was ready to sign. And it was the West who intervened and stopped peace from happening. These guys, this man right here, the blood of a million lives, at least, is on their hands. And nowhere in this CBC article do they even talk about the fact that these guys are supporting the continued Megadeth. They don't tell you about the peace deals that have been torpedoed. They don't tell you about the senseless killing and that this war was completely avoidable. They don't. And it's not just Trudeau. Here we have Scott Moe, supposedly Canada's most conservative premier. Now, he's a premier of a province. He was elected by the people of Saskatchewan. Foreign policy is not his issue. Foreign policy and the army and the military and what's happening in Ukraine is none of his business. It has now been 3 years since Russia began its immoral, unprovoked, and unjustified invasion of Ukraine. This is fake news, and I've shown you how it's fake news. There was a coup in 2014. The government in Kiev, which his commenters are rightly pointing out, is Nazified, was ethnically cleansing Russians, ethnic Russians from the East. And this went on for years and years and years. And in spite of settlements being on the table, the West was always intervening to torpedo those settlements. So the Russians came in using justification, whether you believe the justification or not. NATO's justification for going into Bosnia, NATO's justification for going into Libya and bombing them out of existence were far more spurious and had less teeth than the Russian justification for wanting to stop the killing of the people in the East. That's the part of the story none of these guys want to tell you. Scott doesn't want to tell you, the same as Trudeau doesn't want to tell you, because they're appealing to the 1.5 million Ukrainians in this country. They're all fighting for votes. But that fight rests on top of the bodies of a million men killed in the flower of their youth in a war that was easily avoidable. It's not a conspiracy theory. Peace was on the table. Zelensky was ready to sign. The West intervened and stopped it from happening. So Scott says, since that day, Saskatchewan has supported and continues to support Ukraine in its efforts to defend itself and remove the Russian invaders from the Ukrainian territory, and supports thousands of displaced Ukrainians who are now living in Saskatchewan, many of them male. Many Saskatchewan residents have volunteered in the Ukrainian army and are buried on the fields. They're dead. They're gone. Families and society put 20, 30 years into these kids for them to go over there and die uselessly in a war that was completely avoidable. Scotty's not telling you, but the people are smart. He's ratioed all to hell, and all the information you need is in the comments section, because people aren't stupid. They get it. Why? Why do they do this? We don't. Back to Trudeau for a second. Our military is at 50% readiness. That's their number. So we can't really field an army. We don't have ammunition for training. We don't have enough. We have a massive recruitment shortage. I've shown you in my video work of the last week. And yet he managed to scrape together more of our military hardware to throw in this war at a time when Donald Trump is trying to end the war. The only person in the world, the only person in the Western world doing the right thing right now is the person, anybody, trying to end the war. And there's only one administration trying to do it. At a time when the clock is about to expire on a respite for tariffs that are coming down because we have a porous border and we have a huge export market in drugs again. I've demonstrated how criminal and corrupt Canada is in my videos with all the receipts. It's not even contestable. Trump put us on notice, signed a bunch of executive orders that were aimed at us and Mexico, not just aimed at Mexico, aimed at us. 30 days has been ticking down. He's done nothing. And this is just another signal to Trump that Canada will do anything in its power, including denuding our military, which apparently we need because we're supposed to be defending against annexation, but we're going to disarm the military, send equipment to Ukraine, signal that we want a continuation of the war. And by the way, it's not just Trudeau. Polyev loves this too. There isn't a single voice in Canada for common sense when it comes to Ukraine that is any serious position of power. They're all unified because they're all trying to appeal to the 1.5 million Ukrainians who vote in this country and vote in high numbers. So they're willing to just throw their morality away and tell you a half-truth and not support the moral choice, which is ending the killing, not just of men and troops, but of civilians, the mass death of a people. As all of our political leaders virtue signal today, yet another journalist has been killed by the corrupt regime in Kiev, Gonzalo Lira. killed by the corrupt Kiev regime. Say his name and his killers. Your government will not talk about him. Your government will not talk about the thousands of lives that have been snuffed out by Kiev. They are only telling you one side of the story because they are engaged in propaganda. The comment below says, this is distressing and makes me so angry. Gonzalo Lira pleaded for help from the United States and the world, and his last sighting was his live capture. Angry that no one can see the Zelensky regime for the dictatorship they are. Canceled elections, martial law, an app that tracks you everywhere, people being kidnapped in the street and sent off to die in the front line. Scott Moe, Justin Trudeau, Pierre Poilievre love it. They just love it. And it's sick. Ukraine says defense officials stole 40 million meant for mortar munitions. This is old news, but it is, as Elon Musk says, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Ukrainian corruption. The headline is, retired Russian colonel claims Trump has dirt on Zelensky that will force him to compromise. Everybody has dirt on Zelensky. They're so corrupt. Most of the money has disappeared, and it's ended up in pockets. Talking about Zelensky, let's talk about the First Lady. In addition, the million-dollar expenses of the First Lady of Ukraine, Elena Zelenskaya, in European boutiques have been well calculated. Millions and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, that come from Canada and the United States and around the world have found their way into corrupt Ukrainian officials' pockets. Again, Trudeau doesn't want to tell you about that. Scott Moe doesn't want to tell you about that. Nobody other than the Trump administration is telling you the truth, and that is your money is being taken from you. Your military equipment, which we apparently need in Canada to defend the country, is being given away to a regime. Many of the guns and ammunition that we've sent to Ukraine have been sold on the black market to cartels. The headline from Economic Times, did Volodymyr Zelensky hoodwink Joe Biden? Ukrainian military may have sold up to half of its U.S.-provided weapons to drug cartels. Tucker Carlson recently claimed that the Ukrainian military is selling up to half its U.S.-provided weapons to buyers on the black market, with some reaching Mexican drug cartels. The evidence is crystal clear about this. This is just one more piece. Tucker Carlson is labeled as Russian disinfo. But if you actually watch his work, if you watch his reports from the Fox News days, and you watch his work since, he's one of the most straightforward journalists, and you may say he's in the tank with Trump. If you're a thinking person, you're supportive of what Trump is doing, exposing corruption within the U.S. government, getting rid of the deep state, trying to end the killing, trying to rein the empire back in and rebuild America for the people, trying to rein in the deficit. None of the other Western leaders are talking about the terrible economic position of their countries. None of them are trying to dry up the drug supply. Trump is attacking the cartels vociferously. Meanwhile, Canada is still enabling drug trafficking officially through its ports, and we have massive labs that are being busted almost every single day. Here's another one. Police investigating suspected clandestine lab on a property in rural Spelumchin. It's happening all the time. It's undeniable. The raw ingredients come into Canada. We manufacture and export drugs to the world. That's what we do. We're a money laundering capital to the world. I've showed you in my work. I've provided the receipts. This is reality. Just because your politicians aren't telling you about it, and just because the mainstream media seems thoroughly committed to maintaining the problem, I don't get this website. It is just a complete gong show. The point is, and the only point is, a lot of what you think is actually going into the effort, the war effort. If you support the war effort in Ukraine, it isn't. It's actually being used to enrich people who will never miss a meal. The government of Zelensky, they'll never miss a meal. They'll never get a bomb dropped on their heads. They're completely immune, and they're enriching themselves at your expense. And there's only one administration in the entire world who's willing to tell you the truth about this. The rest will just virtue signal on top of a heap of bodies. What happened to the anti-war liberal? Where did they go? What happened to common sense, which the conservatives, they love to use their slogan, common sense conservatives. Where's the common sense when it comes to Ukraine? There's none. They all want to escalate until we have World War III. And the SEALs and the majority of the public seem to just clap along with it. They just love this concept. No one seems to understand nuclear threat being real. No one seems to understand that peace is beneficial for everybody. And it's incredible to me. It's mind-blowing. And you show people the facts. I've made several videos on Ukraine, and I still get people in the comments section who are just completely ignorant. They don't even watch this stuff. They don't want to see it because they got their point of view, they got their bias, and they are dead to facts. And it's extremely frustrating, especially when I care about all the people who are getting killed. While all of our political leaders virtue signal about Ukraine, they don't do anything about fighting the war on our streets, which has already been lost. They don't even tell you the truth about the scale of corruption in Canada. You don't get much more communistic than the Public Service Alliance of Canada. Look at their logo. I actually, in that documentary I referenced that I filmed in Ottawa, they were there with a hammer and sickle, artistic rendering with their logo over top of it. Official union representation for the Antifa communists. But this is them. Protecting Canada's borders requires immediate investment in CBSA officers. This is from December 11th. They recognize that there's a problem. Even they recognize that there is a massive scale crime problem and a real issue with our border that your media and your government would largely deny. One of the things I've celebrated about Smith and Moe is they at least acknowledge the problem on the border, and the root cause of Trump's distress with Canada is all the dead people from the drugs that we supply to the world. 83% of the methamphetamine in Australia comes from Canada. We have busted labs that have the capacity to kill the Canadian population multiple times over. That's just one lab, and we keep uncovering more labs by the day. Well, everybody else just downplays it. Meanwhile, hockey. That's what motivated Canada. That's what everybody was talking about. That Canada beat the evil United States as though all of our problems went away. In small town Saskatchewan, my wife was in the grocery store buying food. And she overheard somebody in the lineup talking about how we really stuck it to the Americans. And this shows that we will never be taken over. A hockey game. Talking about it loud enough that she overheard the conversation. Now, clearly, I hope they're not being serious, but this is the level of dialogue. This is the unseriousness of Canada. Go back to the beginning of the video. In spite of all of the best efforts of our media and our government to get us to hate Americans, new poll says 27% of Canadians view the United States as an enemy country. This is indicative that the propaganda isn't working as well. It's very strong in the East, and Canada is ruled from the East. In Ontario and Quebec, these sentiments are the strongest because those people, not all of you, there's millions of you wide awake, but there's more millions that are completely hypnotized by the cobra, by the snake that is the federal government. But it's not working. And we're going to learn one way or another if we don't start taking the Americans seriously and we don't start doing the right things in this country, because that's what it's about. It's about doing the right things. If we don't do the right things, we're going to suffer for it. And we're going to learn that a trade war with the United States actually hurts us the most. And the reason it hurts us the most is because they do most of our business. They send their capital here for our goods, and then we use the excess capital to buy things we need over and above the volume of trade. So the trade deficit that Donald Trump is always talking about, that's a capital injection into Canada we can then use to purchase things that we want from the world. And while that's happening, that subsidy that he's talking about, you can squabble over the wording and you can say it's not a subsidy. It's essentially, because we already have tariffs protecting much of our industry, which the Americans have agreed to, it is in essence effective as a subsidy. It's a $200 billion gift to Canada through trade, which we can then use to buy other things. The Americans don't get the benefit of the deal, but they do get locked out of the Canadian market. Trump has just said it's unfair, and that's all he said. And in the beginning, he said very clearly he just wants to stop the dying from the drug problem and the criminality, which is out of control up here. My hope is that the Canadian public starts to learn about the reality of their country. You won't be able to learn it in the MSN. You won't be able to learn it through your politicians and your elected leaders. You're going to have to learn it through the more accurate and far more realistic alternative media voices like myself and others who are actually reporting on this stuff straight. Because a lot of the influencers, too, just they don't even want to touch the truth. They avoid it because it's not popular. They want to be popular. I think the truth should be made popular. You may recall earlier in the video, I showed what Brian Lilly was up to. Well, here's another one from Brian Lilly. This is from August 23rd, 2024. Toronto City Hall rolls out the open borders welcome mat. City calls for path to citizenship for undocumented migrants in this country. So the City Hall just wants to grant citizenship to the world. In a socialist nation where we can't afford our social programs, where our healthcare system is collapsing, where every system, if you want to be honest, is collapsing under the current regime, which is supported by the opposition. Here's your progress report from 2015 to 2025 for the Liberals' worst housing affordability ever, skyrocketing national debt, rampant inflation, homelessness, intense cities, violent crime rates soaring, opioid deaths on the rise, healthcare system breakdown, bank account freezes during protests, ethics scandals, censorship of citizens, food bank use at record highs, excessive government spending, 25-year high interest rates, reckless immigration policy, all of which is probably Donald Trump's fault, right? Beijing leveraged favored leader Trudeau and business allies in 2019 election interference. We talk a lot about sovereignty right now, but we don't have borders. We talk a lot about sovereignty, but foreign interference is a way of life in Canada. We talk about sovereignty, but we are quickly becoming populated by people who don't care about Canada at all. They're taking advantage of it. They're here because we're a resource colony. We're here because we can. We're a source of cash. We're here because we're a source of mineral wealth, and we just sell it out to the world. We've gutted our business. We've gutted our nation. We've allowed ourselves to become criminal. And these people want to wrap themselves in the flag and talk about the threat of annexation. We've already been annexed. I had someone else today in the comment section try to shame me by saying so many men went overseas and died defending this country in two world wars and to take pride in that. Didn't know that the flag under which those men fought has been replaced. That the nation, if you define the nation as the government and the system, has been replaced. It was replaced in 1982. You didn't get a vote. You didn't get a say. You didn't do anything. It just happened. Now all of a sudden, because you're being told to jump to it, you're being told to resist, you resist, but you don't realize that you've already been captured. You were captured a long time ago. We wouldn't be in this situation with the Americans and the Trump administration right now if Canada was actually a sovereign and powerful nation. We've stood down our army. We've stood down our borders. We have told people for the last 10 years that Canada has no core national identity, that we're a cultural mosaic, that diversity is our strength, and that Canada has is a featureless, androgynous mass which just seeks to amalgamate all these other cultures and celebrate those cultures and not bring anybody together. The very idea of national unity has been under continuous assault. And now all of a sudden they want you to flip your script, and many people do, and they need to wake up because the chance to save Canada is upon us right now if we take it. We can redefine what it means to be Canadian. I've talked in my recent work about how the people and the land are not the same as the system and the government, that the nation is something different from its federation or its charter, which are weak, very weak. That citizen empowerment should be a good, should be a goal, something that we pursue. That a better deal for the people should be the highest calling of anybody in a leadership position. But as you've seen over and over again in my work, they're all just dancing to the same tune. It's going to be up to the people, and maybe with a little bit of outside help, to truly liberate ourselves and create a better Canada for my children and your children. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.